We're going to spend the first part of the show unpacking what's going on in northeast Syria. First, the key players, the Kurds, the Turks, the militant group ISIS and its supporters, and lastly, American troops. President Trump says they're coming home. That's left the Kurdish forces there feeling abandoned. The Kurds are worried that they could be attacked by Turkish forces. The Kurds could be outmatched. They're also pretty busy guarding detained ISIS militants and their families and supporters. The largest detention camp in northeast Syria is called Al-Hol. It holds some 60,000 people. It's been called Guantanamo in the desert. Azadeh Moveni is with the International Crisis Group and visited Al-Hol recently.
It's a diverse population. There are women in there who were very much victims of ISIS, who suffered under its rule and tried their best to escape. They're mixed in there with women who are really diehard militants, who are prepared to still be a part of the group. But there are many young women from Europe who were recruited or groomed by ISIS when they were very young, who have small children with them and who are just in dire circumstances, who want to come back and face some sort of criminal prosecution. But I have to really stress it, over 60% of that camp is children under the age of 12. So, you know, it's described as a nursery school and an ISIS prison for children.
Moveni says this camp for the families of ISIS fighters presents a massive humanitarian and security challenge.
The whole of the camp is quite filthy. It's really a humanitarian crisis and an increasing security crisis because there are a lot of quite militant ISIS women, especially in the foreigner annex. There's been violence last week. Four women were shot in that area.
And now Moveni told me there's real concern that if the Turks come into that area, the security of the camp could be jeopardized. Basically, detainees could break out. That's the backstory to northeast Syria. Brett McGurk was President Trump's special presidential envoy for the coalition to defeat the Islamic State. He resigned in protest last December. Brett McGurk says the Al-Hol camp in Kurdish-controlled Syria contains the nucleus for a resurgent ISIS.
There's about 60,000 people in the camp. Many of them are very indoctrinated ISIS fighters, their families, and tragically many young children. I've seen President Trump say a number of times that we are holding these people, the United States, but in fact, we're not. They're being held and guarded by the Syrian Democratic Forces. And if northeastern Syria unravels because Turkey intervenes without any sort of coordination or plan, there's a significant risk that there could be a breakout from that prison. That is actually how ISIS really got a jump start in the 2013 timeframe, a number of prison breaks. So it's very serious what President Trump is saying, that Turkey can come in and manage all these fighters. It makes no sense and demonstrates a total lack of understanding of the situation.
Brett McGurk, who's left in the White House? Who are the experts to explain to President Trump a cogent way forward in Syria, especially vis-a-vis ISIS?
Well, look, there's a lot of very experienced people working on the policy. I mean, my successor, Ambassador Jim Jeffries, an old friend of mine, I think he's doing all that he can. But working for somebody like President Trump that makes decisions, consequential decisions, on a whim after talking to a foreign leader, not talking to his own American advisors and experts, it makes it very difficult to work in that environment with any sort of policy coherence. And obviously, I hit the end of my line after 2 years.
Does Trump know what his Syria policy is?
No, that's a great question, actually, because the declared U.S. policy in Syria is very maximalist. We have very broad goals in Syria, as stated by the U.S. government. We want to see all Iranian forces leave Syria. We want to see the Assad regime, fundamentally reform itself. And we want to ensure the enduring defeat of ISIS. And we're supposed to do that with a very minimum U.S. commitment. And even worse, I have never heard the president articulate those objectives. So this is the incoherence, having maximalist policies for a minimalist president. And what happens when the maximalist policy runs into friction in the world, in the real world, as they are bound to do, they then come to the attention of the president, and he ends up pulling the rug from underneath everybody.
So can Americans feel confident, based on your experience, that there's a strategy for defeating ISIS, and it's being made in a thoughtful way?
A thoughtful way? The answer there is certainly no.
What about any strategy for defeating ISIS?
Well, you have experienced diplomats and military personnel doing what they can, but matters of war and peace, you need the commander-in-chief. He is the decision-maker. And I think what might happen is that Trump will go on to the next issue, that he'll stop paying attention to this. There will be some sort of muddle. We'll remain in Syria, but with very unclear objectives, very unclear goals, And that's kind of the worst place for American personnel to be in when they're in harm's way, particularly surrounded by very hostile actors.
Yeah, so briefly, how confusing is all of this for U.S. personnel on the ground right now?
Well, it's terribly confusing. And it's the one thing, I know a lot of these guys, and I spent an awful lot of time in Syria, and they're serving their country bravely and heroically, and they'll do what's asked of them. But right now, they don't even know what's being asked of them.
Brett McGurk was President Trump's special presidential envoy for the Coalition to Defeat ISIS. He resigned in protest last December. Thank you very much, Brett.
Thanks for having me.